أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. واللعنة الدائمة الباقية لأعدائهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، dear sisters and brothers in Iman, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Injustice and tyranny cannot last. It might seem like a long night of winter, which eventually ends with the dawn. Similarly, the era of tyranny will come to an end. This is the message of Almighty God to the tyrants in chapter 26, verse 227, which is the last verse of that chapter, where he says, وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلِبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. Those who act unjustly shall soon know their final place when the times finally change. When that change in inqilab could be in this world or in the hereafter. In the early verses of Surah number 17, Almighty God uses the example of Bani Israel to show how he deals with nations. If they are good and just, Allah blesses them with wealth, numbers, and power. But if they become arrogant because of that and behave unjustly with the people, He humiliates them through other people or nations, not necessarily the good ones. He might, you know, use the tyrants to turn them against one another. And this is an ongoing historical process, because Almighty God at the end of that passage, right in the earlier verses of that surah, says, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. If you return to arrogance and rebellion, then we too shall return with severe reprisal. In the last few decades, we have witnessed many powerful rulers who had the money and the might, but their arrogance caused their downfall. The Shah of Iran, the Marcos of Philippines, Noriega of Mexico, Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, Gaddafi of Libya, and Saddam of Iraq, all were somehow close allies of the United States of America. But when times changed, they were disgracefully removed from power. We also see another example of the disgraceful end of the term of former President Trump, a person who did not even have the decency to attend the inaugural of the new president, which is a norm in the American culture and political system. Trump's downfall has sent shivers in the ruling chambers of the Arab kingdoms and Israel, who feel unsettled with the coming of the new president. It seems that the remnants of ISIS in Iraq have not paid attention to the Quran and have again risen their head and committed two suicide bombings in a marketplace in Baghdad, killing many innocent souls and injuring even more. They haven't learned their lesson that when times change, they will be disgracefully removed and punished again and again and again. Closer to home, we saw the resignation of the Governor General of Canada because of her unfair treatment of her staff at the governor's official residence. This is the first time that the Governor General in Canada has disgracefully resigned from that position. She and other men and women were people working for them as their subordinates. They should look at the example of Our Lady of Light, Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah alayha, how she very gracefully and graciously shared the workload with her own maid Fizza, to an extent that Fizza became so much devoted to Fatima al-Zahra and her family that even after she had left the house of Fatima al-Zahra, she was no more a worker, but she was devoted to Fatima and Ali and the family of Ali and Fatima. Let me end with verse 26 of Surah number 3, where we are told to pray to Almighty God and praise Him in this way. قُلْ أَلَّهُمَّ مَالِكُ الْمُلْكِ. O Allah, the master of the kingdom. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. You are you give the kingdom to whomsoever you please, and you take away the kingdom from whomsoever you please. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُضِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. You elevate whom you please and disgrace whom you please. بيدك الخير. In your hand is the good. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And you surely have power over all things. May the Almighty hasten the appearance of our Savior, Imam Mahdi, أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف, so that we can have global peace and tranquility, inshallah, for the entire humanity. And may he help everyone to get rid of this negative impact of the coronavirus in all the different forms, in all parts of the world. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.